Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for episode 367 of She Podcasts, the podcast. I am your co-host, Jessica Kupferman, and with me, as always, Elsie Escobar, producer and playwright, Elsie Escobar. I don't know why I said that. It just came to me. Playwright and producer and author, but New York Times bestselling author Elsie Escobar.
If you say it, it is true. So that's whatever. Right. I mean, people.
No one can prove me wrong.
That's right.
Today, at this moment. So, how are you? How is everything? How are we doing
good
today? It's August. August 1st, you guys.
Oh my God.
Can you believe
it? We are recording August 1st. You are listening to this episode at the end of the first week of August, and I cannot believe it. I'm still a little bit. I'm tripping out, man. I know.
You know what today? You know what today is?
What?
Today is the first day of influencer fall. Do you know what that means?
No.
It means that everyone that creates content as a beauty or a fashion influencer is now today, even though it's August, starting to debut fall fashion. So they've got to take all those beautiful Insta pictures with themselves in sweaters, scarves, boots.
Oh, so they have to do all of that stuff. No more bikinis and...
Their summer's over, but to be fair, it probably started on May 1st. Mm-hmm. You know, they probably started summer a month early so that they could freeze their bloomers off wearing bathing suits in May. So, yeah. Today's influencer fall. Happy influencer fall for those of you who are influencers. For the rest of us, we're going to push it off as long as possible if you don't mind, because... I don't want the summer to end. I feel like it just started, and I always feel like summer goes way too fast. So
it is for sure heading out, man. But you know what is coming up prior to the fall actually beginning? A little bit.
There's a lot of things happening.
Planner season is also happening.
Planner season. Yes, yes.
Planner season starts in September.
Excellent. And also, I mean, while we're at it, Podcast Movement is coming up. That's always a good time. And we'll be there. I'll be there and you will be there. And we actually have a coupon code.
Ooh, coupon code.
SheePods. If you use the coupon code SheePods, you will get $75 off your Podcast Movement ticket. So use SheePods at podcastmovement.com.
So it's SheePods all together. SheePods all together. And you get what?
SheePods is the code. $75 off your ticket, which is pretty good.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy, right? SheePods. That's our... And go to podcastmovement.com. We would love to see you there. SheePodcast will have a booth. Elsie will be across the row at her own company's booth. And yeah, it's going to be great. So Elsie has one thing, one on the show notes today.
No, there's not one thing. There are three other things.
Have added some others.
Yes. Okay.
But... it was only one thing when I logged in this morning to prepare myself, and it says something that she thinks I'm going to argue about. So let's find out if she's right. Shall us? Shall we? Shall
yes.
us?
Shall us? All right. So this is on, I think that this is on track for what I would say is also conference season.
Yes. Right? Every fall and spring, I think, are conference season, right?
Correct. Every fall and every spring conference season. And we're starting off with the fall conference stuff. And then what tends to happen is, you know, we're looking at flights. We're looking at what to pack, packing things. What are you going to eat? Like all of these things, trying to figure out how you're going to get there. When are you going to get back? Like all kinds of logistics. And I know that last year for She Podcast Live, I was... already thinking primarily, I have to say, about what I was going to wear. That's what was top of mind. What
I always think
am I
about
going
what
to
wearing.
Wear? Mm-hmm. What am I going to wear? What kind of outfits do I need? What footwear do I need? All of the things, right? Because it feels like, you know, whenever you're going to a party or whenever you're having people over at your house, you always think like, I have to get my outfit ready. I got to look like I'm the host, right? Because that's essentially, right. This is our event.
Correct.
So I started thinking about it a lot and curating things. And so this year and then Podcast Movement now, because I didn't go last year. So Podcast Movement, what am I going to wear?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have the patience, nor do I have the extra funds to be spending as much money as I did last year to buy things that I may or may not wear and may have to return and may just sit in my closet. Mm-hmm. And really, I'm only wearing it for when I go to an event. And it feels to me that I have other things to that I need to be spending my money on.
So what is your plan?
My plan is not spending it. So not spending money on outfits at all, like zero money. Going into my own closet and wearing things that I already own.
What if you sell the stuff you've already purchased on Poshmark and then buy something new with that money?
Because I'm not a big spender when it comes to clothing. So buying clothes that I have worn in the past is by no means is it going to make the amount of money that I spend or even it's worth. And here's the other thing. I still like those clothes.
But you don't want to wear them again. You can't
yes,
wear them
I do.
Again. You can't.
What do you mean? Why can't I wear them again?
I don't think you can wear them again to our event. You can wear them anywhere else you want.
Wait, correct. But what I'm saying is that I'm going to repurpose a lot of the clothes that I already have that people may or may not have forgotten. Because you know that orange dress that I wore to our She Podcast party for the garden party.
Mm-hmm.
I did wear that at Podcast Movement.
Yeah, I've worn those clothes other places.
Yeah, correct. And so I think that it's time to start to recycle a lot of the outfits that I wore a while ago, bring them forward. Mm-hmm. And then there were also a couple of little things in there that I'm like, I think I can repurpose this. I can refashion this one in this way. I can switch the hairstyle. And so for She Podcast Live, I'm considering maybe like a couple of items. But for Podcast Movement, I'm actually going to, because we are driving to Podcast Movement. Uh-huh. So packing is going to be in a small, little, tiny suitcase. And I have to pare down everything. So I am taking like a pair of jeans, a pair of shoes, a dress, you know, like literally all the way down with
So your whole family will be in Dallas?
Yes.
Interesting. That's exciting. I haven't seen them since they were like four. I haven't seen them in like 7 years.
I'm not sure that you will see them this time either.
I mean, maybe not. I only saw them for a brief moment then.
Yeah, because they're going to be not there. I mean, there, but not there.
Aside from the fact that I think driving there is not your best plan, but I can see why you have not a lot of choice in that. Or if that's what you want to do, then that's great. But it just seems like that's stressful on top of the preparing for that event. I don't know that I could drive it also. But here's what I think. You can't wear anything you've worn to our event at our event only because part of how I know which pictures are from which year are the outfits. And if you repurpose like that green shirt with the jeans, I will have a hard time knowing which, like where that picture's from. And we need to keep those separate.
There are some things, like I'm saying, that I'm not going to like. There are some, if there's an outfit that has been pictured too much, like it's in too many pictures, that's going to have to step back.
All of our outfits are in a pretty good amount of pictures.
Right. But there's some that didn't make it in too many pictures.
That's true. And there's some that, yeah, we either didn't wear. I mean, and I am all for repurposing. Like if I wear something to Podcast Movement, I'll wear it to our event. I don't care about that. I'm actually with you. I know you thought I would argue with you, but I'm not going to argue with you because frankly, I'm tired of shopping. Firstly. Secondly, I feel like I have a bunch of stuff that I haven't been able to wear yet that I would like to wear. And thirdly, there are services that will allow you to rent your clothes. So let's say in September, I decide I want new outfits. I can go online and rent X, Y, and Z for October and pay, I guess, $60 for the month or $120 for the next 2 months. Rent 3 or 4 pieces I've never worn before, will never wear again.
Right.
And then just send them right back. And I'm perfectly happy to do that rather than spend money because there are some clothes that I wore to our event that I that I haven't been able to repurpose, and it's annoying me. Mm-hmm. But it's not even our event. Like, for example, I wore this really pretty multicolored dress when we had Podcast Movement, I think in California, and I was outside in like a very long but strapless, multicolored, flowy gown, and I have yet to wear it again. And it's like my favorite thing, but like, unless you're at a beach party, it's impossible to find. Like, I don't know where I'm going to wear it again. And I love it so much. I've even borrowed it out and had people return it because it's so pretty. But
it is a pretty that you're right. And I think that that's, you know what I'm the talking other about? Thing.
It's a waste.
I do remember. Did you send a picture? Or I have a one recollection
picture of me in it with Mark and Kieran and someone else. And we had just met that week. And we were drinking at the party, and there was like a either a booth or some kind of nonsense. I don't know. But yeah, I'm in one picture with it in my life.
Yeah. And I love it. But you're right about the whole vibe of the type of outfits too, because that's what's giving me pause for She Podcast Live, because we're heading over to Dallas, and I think Dallas is more in alignment with the existing wardrobe that I have.
Well, like, also, it's summer.
That's what I'm saying. It's like hot, right? And I believe that even if we were going to Dallas in the fall, I think I could get away with it, right? Because when we went to Arizona in the fall, it was kind of summer because it's sunny. The weather is in alignment with hot. Whereas right. where we're going is not that. Where we're going is going to possibly not be that. It might not be like, it's not freezing. It's not going to be freezing, but there will be an element of fall because of where we are going. And therefore, it's a different vibe. Although I do have, after I came back from She Podcast Live, I did buy an outfit that no one has seen that I distinctly bought for She Podcast Live. So I do have that already in there. I have that there because it was on sale and I was like, oh my God, I have to get this. And so I got it. So I'm going to have to see what happens with what I have going on. And Jenny says that she says that DC in October can still be pretty warm. Mm-hmm. I do believe, Jenny and Jess, that for some folks, warm is relative, because I am a very cold. I freeze my butt off a lot of the time.
It is relative. Yeah.
I constantly am. I always have, even here in North Carolina, and it's been in the 90s consistently now for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I always carry a sweatshirt with me in my bag, even if it's a light sweatshirt, because I know the minute that I'm sitting at any, like, if I'm shopping at Whole Foods, if I'm at a bookstore for a longer period of time, if I'm at the Y, which is where we've been going, and they have air conditioner on, I'm going to freeze my butt off. So I immediately put my sweatshirt on and taken care of.
Yes, yes, so, you will.
So that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, I think you're right. I mean, and it's possibly not just you. It may just be a trend. Jenny is saying DC in October can be pretty warm. It is very warm in October. It will not be as cold as one would think, but it's a different vibe too. It's not as a relaxed. Our group is relaxed. Our conference will be relaxed, but I don't feel like the fashion is relaxed there, or in New York City for that matter. Like, I would wear way less sundresses in New York City than I would wear in Dallas. You know, like, it's just a different vibe. It's like, you know, there's a different vibe. If I'm walking around catching a cab in New York City, like, I wouldn't wear a floral sundress. And they're my favorite things, because it's just different there. You got to wear sleek. You got to be sleek and chic, baby.
You got to be sleek and chic. And also, it seems like I might need a winter coat. So who knows? Maybe I should.
You will not need No, I don't think so.
I mean, come on.
I was somewhere in a hotel yesterday here, and the AC was cranked so high that I was freezing, and I went there. It was 90 degrees outside. Oh, someone is saying Dallas equals ruffles. That's good to know. I'll have to remember that. I guess she's right, because very cowgirly. That's true. Ruffles.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah. I'm into it. If anybody else is into it too, it's like, I don't want anybody to feel pressured to have to go buy things for, you know what I mean? And so I'm thinking, just look in your closet and see. You'll discover stuff you haven't worn in, I guarantee you, at least 2.5 years. Because we haven't been very many places.
It's true. But to me, that also means get rid of it. Like, get rid of it.
Well, that's because what I'm... Jessica.
I'm just saying.
Where do you want to get rid of your pretty roughly, like, dress?
No, I love that one. I want to wear it one more time before I get rid of it.
Oh, my God. But
one more
like,
time.
You know that I'm going to... So I do have an outfit. I do believe that I have to go to a party right when we get to Dallas. And I'm literally going to get to the hotel and then go to a party. And I have the outfit that I believe I'm going to choose. I've kind of decided what it is. And guess when I wore it, not the last time. I do believe I wore it at least twice more somewhere in between. But the biggest time that I wore that outfit was when I graduated from the university. It was for, so I'm going to wear that dress. And it's like... Like, I don't find a need to get rid of it if it's fine. And I love it. That's what I'm saying.
I get rid of stuff because I want new things. And actually, I will also say this. Like, I'm saying, oh, no, I'm not going to spend any money. But I have been stalking since January the sales of my favorite stores. Like, and I shop. The best times to shop are February and August because they are February. They are trying to get rid of that winter shit. And August, they're trying to get rid of that summer shit. And everything is super cheap, especially for the thing that's coming up. So if you go look at winter clothes right now, August 1st, you will find the most amazing deals on sweaters. Because who wants to try that shit on? No one. It's hot. It's too hot.
Right now, I doubt it. I don't think that right now the winter stuff is on sale. I know that I just had... Because, you know, my child, my littlest child, we went swimming.
Littlest.
Right? Oh, we went swimming and then we got into the swimming place and then she forgot her entire backpack with all her stuff, of course. Mm-hmm. So we had to quickly, she was so bummed and I found an REI that was right there and I went and bought her a bathing suit and I'm looking at these things going, I'm not going to spend. It was originally $98, this bathing suit.
Not on a kid.
It was on sale for about $50. And I was like, oh, I was so mad. But I was like, you know what? I'll spend these $50. But then when I went and bought it, it was $26.
Ah, that's the price I was looking for.
Yes.
I don't know if I could do $50 for a kid because they grow. And May is like... I know she's super tall, but she's only 11, right? Like, she's got to keep growing at least another 3 years.
She's not even 11. She will be 11 in a little bit over a month, but yes, she's 10.
I know. See, I don't know that I could. I'm glad it was $26 because I would have been having a hard time swallowing 50 for a 10-year-old. Not because they're not in deservement or deserving of it, but because they just change.
Correct. All of that stuff. I was just like, oh my God. And also, the other thing is, she's literally my size. She's literally my size.
She
right
is.
Now.
Yeah.
So therefore, I was like, okay, if she doesn't wear it, I will wear it.
And she may stay your size. I'm certainly not saying that she's going to grow. I mean,
this way she's going to grow.
She may fill out.
She's going to probably
also,
be.
Although yeah, you didn't true. Seem to, but that doesn't mean that she won't, you know, someone in your family has to have a pair. It may not be, you know. Like
I have
maybe
no pair. Yeah,
you have a what's the word? A conservative pair. But your mom is
not
built like you, and neither is Randy's mom.
But she has this. She has this, like me.
What, tall, a long torso? You mean?
No, my.
Who has that like you? May?
My mom.
Oh. She's my height, though, so I don't really know that I noticed.
This is that's the only reason that I know is because we used to share undergarments, bras and stuff. Where, like, I ran something and she's like, here, wear this one. I was like, oh, cool. And we're the same size.
Well, that's convenient, but I can't say it. Not that I looked. Obviously, I can't picture it because I didn't look very hard. But I thought she was a little more.
You looking at my mom's breasts?
I thought your mom was a little slightly more fluff, you know. I thought your mom was.
She had a lot of jewelry.
Shorter and therefore a little bit more
and lots
compact
of jewelry.
And not so gazelle like. I don't remember that.
She wasn't exactly, but that's doesn't matter. But anyway, so Bonnie is partial to your brick background, which I am loving as well. I think it's amazing.
Thank you. It's my new office in my porch. It's still not done. I got in trouble because it's not done.
Oh.
Yeah, like because Scott was like, this is the entrance to our house, and now it looks like a dumping ground. It doesn't. It's just that I'm not finished moving things from room to room. So whatever. I got in trouble. I want a partition so if people are going to come in and out of here, they don't get to look at me. I don't need people looking at me. I'm Ellen DeGeneres. You can't look me in the eye if you're coming into my office.
Oh, my God. Also, we are going to have you set your light up because as yes, we're recording,
I'm sorry, it's so
you're
dark.
Becoming darker and darker and disappearing into the... So all this to say, everybody who is possibly heading out to some conferences, I'm actually challenging you to join me in my hashtag no spend for conferences for the fall and see how we can do it. And I will report back in November. I will report back in November as to what happened, what I did buy, what I didn't buy.
Even your shoes. What about your nails? Does that count? Getting your nails done?
I'm not sure I want to do anything. If I could, I would probably do my hair.
Will you do your own nail? Yeah. Well, that's with or without a conference. You want to, we just talked about
that.
Yeah,
with or without a conference, I want my hair out. For She Podcast Live, I did go get a manicure and a pedicure while I was there. So I think in that respect, there's a...
Bonnie
there's,
says, no, it doesn't count. Mani-pedi doesn't count.
That's like just self. I remember that lady. Oh my God, it was so funny. I keep wanting her to do my stuff too. I loved going across the street to do my stuff. But it was so funny because I'm sitting there and she's like doing my stuff and she's looking at me, you know, and she's looking at my nails and she's doing my nails. And she's like, do you need your eyebrows plucked? And I was like... Well, and she literally grabbed me like in a sec. She grabbed, I didn't even say yes. She grabbed me, took me to the back room, shoved me on that bed thing. I was like, what is going on? She put me back in 2 seconds, slathered the wax over my things, slathered the wax here and went pew, 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 pew. And then she's like, oh, good. It's all done. All done.
Wax ninja.
It was it was so fast. I didn't even have a chance to like go a nothing. And I was done. She was like so fast. It was amazing.
How did we feel about that? Did you actually say the word yes before
no,
she
I did,
did that?
Not. No. Really? And so I was like both alarmed that I did not consent. And
that's
also
not nice.
Just
not nice.
Blown away by how fast it all went down and how
it
thankful
hurts,
I
though.
Was. It hurts. And that I had it done and I was thankful.
Yeah.
For
I mean,
it.
I guess. Right.
But alas, I didn't actually say yes, please. Like, no. It was like, you don't. And she.
They always like, oh. ask and it always hurts my feelings because for the longest time, I mean, all the body hair on my body is white. I mean, yeah, maybe I need my eyebrows plucked, but hell, they just grew back from the 90s. So I'm not real excited about having someone rip them right the fuck back out again. And then the mustache, I usually get what's called dermaplaning, where they take like a very fine razor and take off, not your mustache or whatever. They take your peach fuzz off from cheek all the way to like the bottom of your neck. So like there's no, it kind of just helps makeup go on and look smoother. Like I don't want to have like a peach fuzz shadow in any pictures, you know, so I get that done. But like the waxing hurts and the way that my skin is, I'm like red in those areas
for an hour.
It looks like red mustache, red eyebrows. And I have to leave like that.
Yes, you're correct. And I had that. And I was just thankful that I didn't have to go to a thing. That I didn't have to go to be on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. That would have pissed me off. And like, don't ask me if I need my mustache done because I don't have a mustache. How dare you, madam?
Well, she did mustache and the errant growth of the chin that all of a sudden I become like a scary old man that lives in the mountains.
Now that I'm 47, it's understandable, but don't ask me that shit when I'm 30. I was so insulted.
She didn't ask me about my thing. I'm telling you, all I had was a slab, and it was done. It's like seconds. And I was like, oh my God. But then I didn't even know how to feel about that whole experience because
what can you feel? They have there's no designs about just ripping your skin right. Like
no,
that's actually part of it. That's good is they don't, they if they count to three, you're lucky.
Yes.
But most waxers will just be like, okay, we'll put the wax and whoosh, whoosh. And you're like, oh, okay, wasn't prepared, was yes, not prepared this for is, that.
Yep.
And they will pull as hard as they can because you're the only 100th person in there today to get your eyebrows done. And so, you know, there's no gentleness or like, I mean, I guess that's how you have to do it. If you want the hair actually out,
right,
you have to rip it out. But
you
got to
rip it out. Now, Bonnie says, I think is, you know, giving off the vibe of don't even think about asking. Correct. That said, though, Bonnie, my adeptness at going to get my nails and toes done and the interaction that happens there is very little and has been very little. For, I can't even remember. I think 2019 was the last time I got those done at the hotel.
Yeah.
For She Podcast Live. Like, that's the last time. I don't go.
I mean, I think if you're going to do no spend, you can't. I think you can still get your nails and feet. And I still think you can get a haircut and wax if you must. Or if they make you. But yeah, let's see if we don't have to spend money on clothes. And I mean, like I said, I have been, if I can you spend money before then? Is it between now and then? What's the cutoff date for spending money?
It's my cutoff date is now already for She Podcast Live. Now, the hardest thing for me, though, in terms of anything else about spending is that I'm obsessed with journaling and pens and notebooks and writing materials and all of that stuff. So I'm having a very, very hard time stopping that. So my only thing that I'm going to hopefully spend on is the new planner that's coming in September.
But that's not for an event. I thought you were saying no spend for events.
Correct. For an event. That's what I'm saying. For an event, no spend. But I think that I need to also do this too. But the event stuff, I think I'm cool with. The only thing that I'm for the event would be like, what I wanted to do is to get better at organization, traveling organization. So like all my toiletries and my makeup and the things that I need for the bag. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to be better organized.
Yes. That reminds
That's
me.
That's one thing that I, and so I wanted to buy things that would help me do that in my bag.
That reminds me, I just picked up. Okay. So when I was packing, I was taking like, I have a block. It's like a baby block, but every side is a different plug-a-doodle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's like three of the three prong. And then one side is like the USB, USC, USA, whatever. And I was taking that whole block with everything plugged into it, wrapping it up and then shoving it in my bag. But I found something that's like this big. It's like a little square. Mm-hmm. And you unfold this side and it's for your watch. And you unfold this side
nice.
And it's for your phone. And then the one in the middle is something that you can plug something else into. And I was like, okay, that will be compact. It will just sit on my night table. It won't be 1,000 wires next to me that I'm tripping over trying to get in my bed. Because that's my biggest problem is wires. And I mean, we used to have a wire separator travel dinghy, and like that's not even enough wire space. That's how many freaking wires I need, because you also have the hair dryer wire and you have the I need a compact what'd you call it, toiletry travel system.
Yes, I need that for sure.
Me
because
too.
For She Podcast Live last year, I had gotten my luggage and I didn't really want to think about how to manage that, so I just put everything in. Like, I didn't even stop.
I literally pack everything in my...
Yeah, I packed everything in.
Because you don't know what you're going
to
need.
Because you don't know. And also, I didn't want to bother having to change things out and be thoughtful. And it was fine. But then I also carried almost an entire suitcase of nothing. Full of things that I never touched.
But how can you avoid that? You don't know you're going to do that. You never know.
I think that part of it is that I have to get better at traveling with compact stuff for the toiletries. I think were really big. And also I have to get very mindful about the whole podcasting gear, because I did take a crap ton of microphones and I had a digital recorder thing and all this stuff and I never used it.
No, so don't bring that again. We have people for that when we're doing our event. We have people that are recording us.
We have people
taping us. No, but I'm saying we shouldn't be walking around with a mic. It's silly.
Well, see, the other thing, too, though, is that what I took isn't necessarily portable, because now there are some portable setups that are more portable than what I took. And because I was being like so, I don't even know. What was I even thinking? I pack like digital recorders and like all this kind of stuff that never even came out. Like it never, I had my camera with me. Not the expensive one.
Even the one on the phone, I can't bring myself to remember to take it out of my friggin' pocket.
Yeah, yeah, I get
it. If I even have a pocket.
So those are the things
we'll learn. It's only our third one this year. We're getting used to it. And like, you know, eventually we'll have like a system.
Yes. And that's what I'm looking forward to. But I want to also write it down, because also what happens is I spent so much time super focused on making everything optimal. Right. Yeah. And then I come home and then I completely forget it. And it's as if it's never happened. And then I have to do it again. And I'm like, what did I do? I have zero memory of how I packed, what I packed, how it worked, what didn't work. I need to keep it in one place so I can come in. I finally do that with my taxes after years, where now every year I go and I have a whole Notion database where I'll go in there and go, this is where the taxes are. And everything is, I go, okay. And I literally say to myself, in 2023, start here. Like I write myself a note and I'm like, oh, thanks me. Thanks, past me.
Thanks me.
You're so smart, me. And so then I go and then do this. Like I give myself the first three steps and then I go, oh, thanks me, because I forget.
You know, if we were really smart, we would just keep it packed at all times. Why take anything out? Just buy double of everything. The only thing I can't really replace is my hair dryer. So I'll put my hair dryer in. Everything else can just have a double, including makeup. I mean, I feel like I have enough makeup where I can just keep that packed. The hair shit, if you put it in the little bottles, that can be packed. Shoes are shoes I never wear unless I am not in this house. So right. I may as well pack those. And then if I could just have like four classic outfits, I mean, that's what I would do if I was going other places. But since I'm seeing the same people, I can't exactly do that.
Yeah, but that's a great idea. I think that's actually what I do have in my bags, in my multiple bags, for like the basic things like cords, headphones, chargers, lip balm. This thing here is one of my favorite lip balms. Like, I love this.
What is it? Wait, I can't see it.
Mongo Kiss. It's my favorite because of these reasons. Number one, it's giant. It's like huge. It's got like twice the amount of stuff in it than any other lip balm thing. And it's eco-friendly, of course. And it's not too expensive. In fact, it is less expensive than every other lip balm thing at Whole Foods. So I found it now on Amazon. And so what I do is I just buy a huge bin of these things, and they're everywhere in every bag. This, because it's the one that I like, it lasts forever. And now I don't have to keep on remembering to take it from one place and put it on the other.
Lena says, I doubled up on toiletries when I traveled every week. Good idea, Jess.
It's great.
Because otherwise you're going to forget something.
You're going to forget it.
And you don't want to bring the whole thing, because if God forbid you lose that, then you will not have. I mean, I try to buy, like, my shampoo is like, I mean, right now I have enough of it where I have like a big pump, but it's like $30 for that stupid pump. And I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to bring all $30 worth, and I don't want to use all $30. You know, like I try to use as little as possible. Same with my gel and stuff. So I only want to bring a little bit anyway.
Yep. So I think that there's something to be said about that. And I think we got to get better. So that I'm willing to invest some money on, right?
Yes.
Because I feel like that is worth that investment, to be able to go like, this is exactly what it is for. And it's not going to go anywhere. It's just going to stay here. We got to get it compact. And so I don't forget and don't bring all the things. So,
yeah. I've gotten to be a much better packer over the years of podcast conferences. Like, I used to bring everything I own because I couldn't decide. And now I bring exactly what I need. No more, no less. And it's much better. Much better.
Oh, look at Troy. Look at what Troy's saying.
He's like, weeding an olive orchard and listening to she podcasts like you do.
Yeah, Troy.
I mean, that's exactly what I do when I'm listening to it.
Yes.
That's so cool that you have an olive orchard.
I know. That's amazing. I love that.
You must love martinis or hate them.
I love olives. I love olives. No, all right. So if everybody wants in on this, go ahead and send us some feedback, feedback@shepodcast.com, and let us know if you want to do the no spend for conferences, and we'll see what the parameters are. We will report back in November, and who knows, maybe we'll reach back out so that you can send us some feedback and let us know how all that stuff went.
Who knows? Let's do it.
Who knows what happened? All right.
Anyway. All right, darlings.
So I'm just going to give a shout out right now that there are some awards, another set of awards that are out there. And these are the Black Podcasting Awards. They will be going live on Sunday, September 25th at 2 p.m. Eastern time. It is a virtual event. That said, they have a little like, if this is you, if the Black Podcasting Awards apply to you, please go ahead and apply. And I think that they're still, I think through the third week of August, they're taking in applications. So if this is you, please check our show notes. There's a link in there and go ahead and get yourself submitted to the Black Podcast Awards.
Yay.
Hey. Woohoo. And now we are going into some tool tips.
Oh boy. Elsie's tool tips.
I have a dream that I'm going to talk to you about later on, Jessica Kufferman. Oh, as of now, I'm not wanting to share it because I do feel like I'm working on it.
Okay.
But I got a couple of other pieces of gear to kind of talk about today, just because I am going to be doing another educational workshop / webinar for She Podcasts for our members. And the last time that I did the Tech on a Budget, I didn't get an opportunity to really talk about video. And this is going to be a little more video focused with lots of stuff. So I am actually going to break down the types of cameras, or at least the ones that I own that would be really great for you. And then I'm also going to be talking about, I'm going to add another aspect of doing video too, which is obviously we have the microphone that we love, which is the Shure MV7, which is what Jess and I are both using on the episode. But there are other microphones out there that I did talk about in the other one, but this is a new one.
Yay.
And this is, I will show it to you because I have it right here. This is the Elgato Wave 3.
Elgato?
Elgato.
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 Elgato. Doesn't that mean the cat?
Yes, but this is not the cat. This is Elgato.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So it's Elgato L3. This is a better shot. There we go. Look at that. So you can actually take it off of the little area, right, that it's on. It's got a little tripod on it. And it's kind of skinny. And it's all built in. It just has like one little knob here that you do it. And this is an USB microphone. So one of the reasons that I think that this is a really cool purchase is that it's really low profile. So let's say, for those of you who are watching us live, I have the microphone now seated or put on the table right in front of me. But as you can see, you can't really see it. It is kind of low and you can angle it up to the voice. It is a condenser microphone, not a dynamic. So this microphone does pick up a lot of more ambiance around you. So it's probably not the best choice if you have a lot of noise going through. But for some people who are really just doing this kind of live streaming like you and I are doing, this could be a really great solution, especially if you don't want like a microphone sticking into your face like the one that I have here, right?
Yeah.
So another thing that this microphone does is that it has a built-in mixer. So if you stick this microphone into the computer directly, because it's a USB microphone, you can add other audio sources to the mic so that the sound comes through when you're streaming. So let's say right now, Jess, if I were to say to you, put some music on, Jessica, pipe it into us, play it from your computer so that we can all hear it. You could possibly play the music.
I don't know that I know how to do it through StreamYard, though.
Right. We wouldn't be able to hear it.
Right.
Because you need something else in between there.
Also, yeah, I'm wearing headphones, a million other reasons.
Yeah. And so this microphone, though, is able to do that. You can actually pipe the music through here and have separate tracks. I did not know that this was a thing. It's crazy. And you can put it on a boom arm like I have it here, too. You can definitely do that. I got this because it is another wonderful thing. And now what I'm doing with my microphone, this microphone, is I have it on my desk out there, which is my out there as in like in the living room, which is where my other workstation is, like my office. And I really hate the audio quality that I have when I'm over there, when I'm on calls. It's horrible. I hate it. I can't stand Bluetooth headphones. So this is seriously first world problems. And I'm like, I need a mic that is low profile, that is good, that I can just pop into that one. And that way I can like sound better and come into meetings sounding great, right? Without having to come in here. And I also added a new camera. And the camera is the Elgato Face Cam. That is what it's called. Mm-hmm. Would you like to see what it looks like
really quickly? You know I do.
For those of you who are currently watching, I'm going to switch cameras. And this is the Elgato Face Cam. It is the one that I have directly in front of me. It's looking straight through me.
It's really good.
It's a really nice...
God, look how clear. Look how clear that is.
I know, it's a very nice camera. It is definitely... It's a camera for your computer. So that's what it's made for. This is not a camera like the ZV-E10, which is what both Jess and I have. That is, we're using it to stream because it's really awesome and it's really high quality. This one here is a much better quality than most cameras. Oh, my God.
Oy vey, what was that?
My child.
Oh, honey, is she okay? That did not sound good.
What are you talking about? She kicked my... Okay, whatever. She kicked my thing.
What do you mean, what am I talking about? That's what
I like how you're like, is she okay? I'm like, stop messing with my tech
stuff. It sounded like she banged her head on the ceiling.
No, she tripped on my boom arm. That's like right there.
Poor thing.
But anyway, this is my other camera. The Elgato Face Cam is awesome. So I have this camera that I take out and I put it again in my other office space. And I can move it around. I plan on possibly traveling with this camera in case I need to put it somewhere, right? And have like a two camera variation when I'm on the road. Mm-hmm. And this is an easy, much smaller, much less, you know, if something happens to this camera, even though it's like, I believe it's like $149 or something like that. It's still not going to be so sad like my over $1,000 one that I have. Right. If I get it lost, it's lost. That's another choice that I have.
It's actually $169 right now, which is a shame because
I got it on sale on Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, let me see if it's still on sale.
I got both of those Amazon Prime Days.
Oh, yeah.
But so I am going to show you the difference between some of these. So this is why you really should be showing up and watching us live. So the one that I have right here, this is my fancy camera, which you can see like every little pore in my face. Mm-hmm. All the stuff, no makeup. Then I have the C920, which is the Logitech C920, which is the one that you're seeing right now. For those of you who are showing up, this is the one that is like a great starter.
Yeah, the Logitech is not...
It's all right, but it's the best. I mean, it's $60. What do you expect? And it's like a really great up... Like you can up level your video just by investing in this. And then, of course, finally, the Elgato is the next one up. And then we get to the expensive one. But this is a pretty decent camera, I think, right? It gives another option. I wanted this to be my desk cam, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted it to go like this so that you can see this view. And it comes with some really great software added to it.
What does the software do?
Oh, the software, you can do all kinds of stuff to the software. You can adjust it. You can adjust the settings of it, meaning you can make it black and white. You can make it sepia. You can adjust the brightness settings. You can adjust the blur. You can adjust so many different things with the camera inside of the software itself. And you can save those settings directly into the camera. And you can have those settings set up so that, let's say, you have settings for... when you're on the Mac Mini, and then you have settings that you have for when you're in the living room on your MacBook and you're using the camera, you can just choose whatever the settings are and it'll like do that. So it's really nice. And so does the microphone also has that. For me, Elgato products have been so nice. I love it. I love them so much. I now have four Elgato products for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot.
I know. It is my favorite. But anyway, that is it. I think that is I have all the things. I have spoken about all the stuff.
Well, that means it's time for us, sadly, to say goodbye.
To say goodbye.
Thank you so much for being with us during this power hour of goodness. So if you want to find us on social, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at She Podcast. You can also find us at shepodcast.com. That's where all the show notes will be as far as all the links for anything and everything that we've talked about on the show. The awards, the mic, the camera, all the things will be at shepodcast.com. Also, check out shepodcastlive.com and come join us in Washington, D.C. for our fall event. It's going to be amazing. Again, it's in Washington, D.C., October 11th through the 14th. ShePodcastLive.com. Also, don't forget PodcastMovement.com. If you use the code SHEPODS, you get $75 off your ticket. And then also, if you don't want to do any of those other things, but you still need someone to teach you how to podcast, go to membership.shepodcast.com. Thank you so much for being here with us today. As always, we love you.
Mean it.
Bye.